Peter McDermott is a facial surgeon in London. He spends most days removing minor tumours and other imperfections, but for a few weeks every year he pushes his skills to the limit. He does it along with hundreds of other doctors, nurses and specialists on board a Mercy ship. They volunteer their skills to transform the lives of people who cannot get help anywhere else because they're simply too poor.
The degree of poverty, you see it when you watch it on television, and you think, oh, there's poor people. But I think when you're actually in there, that you can see it, you smell it, you touch it, you're in amongst it, and the overwhelming need of people, it really touches you.
The medical personnel on board Mercy Ship specialize in the healing of horrific facial deformities of people in places where there's often little or no professional health care of any kind. Mercy Ship's three vessels, staffed by thousands of volunteers, have provided more than 32,000 surgeries. The organization also runs 900 development projects. That includes clinics and the training of local doctors with modern surgical techniques. On a recent trip, Dr. McDermott was in Benin. There he met Alfred, a teenager from a small fishing village. When Alfred was 10, his face became disfigured from a rare and rapidly growing facial tumor. The tumor began to close off his throat, making breathing and eating nearly impossible.
His tongue was pushed to the top of his mouth. I was involved in reconstructing his jaw with hip grafts and things, and the transformation to a child who was really knew he was down and out and dying into a cheeky, lippy 15-year-old boy was absolutely wonderful. He was just an absolute delight.
Dr. McDermott says for most people, their face is strongly linked to their identity. He says for people with deformities, getting back their original healthy face helps reclaim their identity. The doctor says the work of Mercy Ships tests his skills and ability, but it's not the professional challenge that brings him back every year.
It's a way of putting back into mankind and womankind something that perhaps some of us take for granted.
And he says seeing the hope and joy return to those who have lost it makes each Mercy Ship's journey worthwhile. Mandy Clark, VOA News, London.